this is Marcy Hill, and I am here with Christian Teresi, the Director of Conferences for AWP. Christian, how are you today?
I'm very well, Marcy.
And could you tell us what AWP stands for?
AWP stands for the Association of Writers and Writing Programs.
And how did the organization come to be? Who started the organization? Why did they start? And who does the organization serve?
The organization was founded in the late 60s by a group of creative writers based at universities and colleges around the country. And they founded the organization because they found that their concerns in terms of meeting the demands of their students and serving their students were not being properly addressed through the normal sort of associations that had been created at that time for departments of English and faculty in various English departments. Creative writing programs really started to take a foothold within English departments and academic settings at that time and have grown substantially since then. And AWP has been the organization really pushing to support them and their pedagogical concerns and support the students and the teachers and great literary minds. So right now the organization has over 500 member colleges and universities, mostly in the United States, but some internationally in Canada and overseas. We have about over 35,000 members.
Nice.
And over 100 members of our Writers Conferences and Centers program. So literary residency programs and literary festivals and things like that.
So do you have to be a member of an academic institution to become a member of AWP?
No, absolutely not. That's another very important constituency of ours. We not only serve academic writers, but we also serve independent writers. And there are a lot of writers who are lawyers or doctors or making their living simply off their writing who are members of the organization as well.
And I wanted to speak to you today because AWP is actually coming to Chicago for their annual conference and book fair.
It's the AWP annual conference and book fair.
Okay.
It's the largest literary conference in North America. We estimate this year there's going to be between 9,000 and 10,000 people attending. There are over 400 literary events over 3 days. It actually starts on Wednesday, February 29th, and goes through Saturday, March 3rd. Part of that is the conference events, those 400 events I mentioned, but we also have a very large book fair. So it's probably in the neighborhood of 600 exhibitors, literary presses, literary journals, literary organizations, from all around the country come to exhibit.
Oh, that's nice. And what are some of the things that are going to take place this year that haven't been done in previous years?
There are a lot of events, and we've done a lot of events over the years. And so the events kind of break down in two sort of categories, either kinds of lectures on craft or their readings by authors. So historically, there have been a lot of these kinds of events. What's different about it is the people that are coming. So we work very hard to rotate specifically the featured presenters who are coming. Margaret Atwood is giving our keynote address this year. I don't believe that she's ever come to the conference before. Just one of the many events I'm pretty excited about. There's a Chinese poet, Bei Dao, who's actually coming from China, which, my educational background is in poetry, and I'm a great fan of his, so that's something I'm really excited about, going to see him and his event. But also we have the current U.S. Poet Laureate, Phil Levine, is doing an event with the current U.K. Poet Laureate, Carol Ann Duffy. That's an event that the Poetry Foundation helped us put together, and should be really cool. So, getting these, and also to my best recollection, I don't think there's ever been an event where the U.S. Poet Laureate and the U.K. Poet Laureate have sat down together and done a reading and conversation with each other. So being able to do things like that this year, you know, it's going to be it's going to be a great sort of opportunity for us to put things together that maybe haven't been seen before exactly in the way that they're being presented.
Will you guys have a Chicago twist to anything since it's here this year?
There are a number of regional literary events. Some of them, I'm sure, pertain specifically to Chicago. Some of them are more kind of Midwestern. But when we do the proposals for the events, the way that it works is, you know, anybody can submit a proposal for an event. We received slightly over 1,000 proposals
wow.
last year, and we accepted around 40% of those. So that ends up with, you know, the 400 events. So one of the things in which we're specifically looking for when we do that is events that have something to do with regional concerns, literary regional concerns for the area in which we're visiting. So last year we were in D.C., and the year before that we were in Denver, and so we had, you know, D.C. and Denver literary events, and this year it's there are some Chicago and Midwestern events that will be on the schedule for sure.
Oh, sweet. And I think I only have one more question. And that would be, for people who are interested in attending, what do they need to do to register?
Well, right now, pre-registration closed actually yesterday because we're a nonprofit and we have a pretty small staff, and the staff has to prepare the registrations that we do have in time for the event. But we will have on-site registration available under numerous different categories. You can receive a discount if you're a member of the organization or if you're a student. And so we're really welcome to anybody who's interested in literary endeavors, and it's really a unique opportunity and something that's not really done on this scale anywhere else. So on-site registration will be open starting the first day of the conference on Wednesday, February 29th, and it will be open throughout the conference as long as, but for some odd reason, the numbers don't get too high, and for, you know, the Chicago Fire Marshal doesn't make me stop taking registrations, but we will have registration on-site for sure.
Well, one thing that wasn't mentioned, if you mentioned it, I don't recall the location of the conference this year.
We will be at the Hilton Chicago and the Palmer House Hilton, which are situated downtown Chicago. They're several blocks away. We will have a shuttle running between two hotels. About 80% of the events will be taking 80% of the events and the book fair will be taking place at the Hilton Chicago, and then, you know, we'll have about 20% of the events will be taking place at the Palmer House.
And if you could give us the name of the site so people can go and check out more information about AWP?
Absolutely. The web address is awpwriter.org.
And do you guys have a Facebook page, or can we find you on Twitter?
Well, of course. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a Twitter account, and there are links to those on our website as well.
What I want to close with is how people can attend the event as well as how they can find you. So could you share that information again, your website and your online locations?
Absolutely. It's awpwriter.org. It has all the information about the conference and book fair on there. It lists the entire schedule of the 400 events. It lists all of the featured presenters. You can go on there and you can personalize your schedule and find out all about the conference and the hotels and all of that stuff. But of course, if anybody has any additional questions, they should feel free to contact us, and we can always be reached by email at conference@awpwriter.org.
Okay, well, that is all I have, and I thank you for your time, Christian.
Thank you, Marcy. It's been a pleasure.